You'll know real when you get it. It will say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like a gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience. So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know eBay's got your back. Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms. Hello, hello, it's Brooke Devard, and you're listening to the Naked Beauty Podcast. Welcome back. This is a bonus episode, but it's a bonus episode I'm really excited about because it's an important topic. I want to take a moment to talk about thoughtful partnership, and you're going to hear from Kesh on this. I wanted to ask her about it when I had her on the podcast, but it's important to me because we're going to see more and more creators fund their passions by working with brands in exchange for content. I'm one of the creators that does this as well. And there are ways that feel authentic and other instances where it can feel like, for lack of a better term, like a cash grab. And I've been around marketing my whole career. I've studied marketing, and I'm also a pretty discerning customer, even when I'm exposed to marketing. And so I spend a lot of time thinking about what it means to thoughtfully collaborate with a brand. Now, I've just announced a big collaboration that I've done with CB2, where I worked with their amazing team to do our entire outdoor area in Los Angeles, everything from a fire pit to an outdoor dining table and the full outdoor living room set. Their team was incredible, and the whole thing probably took about 6 months to come together. I mean, from like our first meeting to it being on the CB2 site. I will link to it in the show notes. And this is not, I should say, this is not sponsored. They did not ask me to talk about it on the podcast, but it feels relevant in this discussion about thoughtful collaboration. It was really clear to me in talking with their team, their marketing team, their PR team, their incredible social team, that they were clear on my value and my storytelling and how it could serve their audience. And I love the product, and I've always loved CB2. And so I went into the entire partnership feeling really good about it and the content that we could create together and providing value to my audience as well. I've talked in the past about why I love my partnership with Paula's Choice on this podcast, where we're able to do these episodes breaking down science and research behind skincare. And whether you buy the Paula's Choice products or not, they as a company are invested in educating people about skincare and ingredients. I've had a chance to talk with their team at length, to meet the team. It feels like a truly mutually beneficial relationship. When I've had founders on the show, or you hear a discount code in an ad break, know that it's a product that I've tried, I've vetted, and I think that you'll enjoy it as much as I have. What we don't often see is how often creators turn things down. I can't even begin to list all of the times I've said no, or I thought it wasn't a fit. Or even times where I've said yes, but then upon deeper experience with the product or further conversations about expectations or further conversations with the team, it became clear that it actually wasn't a fit. These are all of the things that are happening in the beauty world and the skincare world, but they're kind of happening in the background. They're happening in fashion. They're happening across all industries. And I think we're also at the early days of the ways that creators and brands partner together. I think the partnerships can go far deeper if they bring creators into the process early. And again, like all things, approaching everything with intention makes a difference. In this episode, you're going to hear from Kesh about brand collaborations that she admires and some that she's done. Let's get into this fun bonus clip for today, and thank you for listening. And what do you want to see more of in this year? Like, what do you want to see more of from the beauty industry? Or even just from, you know, clients that approach you? I mean, you get access and insight into so many brands, beloved brands. Do you feel like people could be pushing harder, could be doing more interesting work, could be doing stuff in different digital spaces?
I do think that people could always, I think there's always room for expression. I think that I want to see people be a little bit more careful with what collaborations and what kind of situations are happening. Because I think that it feels a little bit like a free-for-all right now. There's just so much happening. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, is this exciting? Mm-hmm. Is this just for the clicks, the likes, and the purchase? Or is this actually because there's a real story behind it and real intention? And I would love to see more intentional collaborations happening and like more stories, like more like truth within these kind of collaborations. Because I understand everybody's trying to shift product, and it's like everybody's got these kind of numbers on TikTok, and it's got these kind of numbers on Instagram and online. But I think it would be nice to see people just being a little bit more intentional and a little bit more careful about what's being put out there, because otherwise it just feels like this kind of like mishmash of just like, oh, release, 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 release. And it's like, there are some, but I would love to see like something more intentional. Like, for instance, my friend Alexa Demi, she's an actress. She's on, yes, you know.
Of course, from Euphoria. Miss Maddie.
Did
you watch Euphoria?
Yes, I did.
I feel like, well, is she like the character? What? Quite intense.
Alexa is the sweetest.
Oh, really?
I mean, yeah.
She plays that role extremely well.
No, Alexa is like me. It's like, she's half and half. She's like half, you know, she's just such an angelic energy and like the sweetest, most loving, caring, kindest angel. But obviously, you know, if you turn up, like, she knows how to handle herself, because Alexa also has worked very hard. And she has faced many obstacles herself. So, you know, she's such an amazing person. And for me, it's like her collaboration with MAC was really intentional.
It was amazing.
Her mom used to be a makeup artist for MAC, you know, like Rosie is like been doing makeup for years. And I think that for me was an amazing collaboration, because you saw the truth behind it. Mm-hmm. And that's why, you know, obviously she's my friend, but it's like, I support that because there is a storyline. And I think I would love to see more of that within the beauty industry and within makeup or skin or anything, you know?
Right, 100%. Right, versus just throwing your name on something because you can.
And like, you know, I know that Alexa was involved in like the packaging and the coloring and the, you know, she put real aspect, intention. Yes. So I loved that. And I always love collaborations and projects with intention and real authentic storyline behind it, you know?
I hope you all found this conversation interesting. It's a topic that I'm eager to continue exploring on the podcast. And if you see your favorite creator working with a brand, take the time to like and comment and show some love. This is how creators are able to sustain their passion, and your support means everything. And if you're a creator listening to this, rest in the power that you have to pick and choose who you engage with and how you engage with them. And just know that your audience appreciates when things are done thoughtfully. Thank you so much for listening.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.